One of our most popular stories last week was about a huge die-off of bees. We'll still have the story at hereandnow.org.
And today, President Obama trying to do something about that. The Obama administration unveiling a new plan to promote the health of the nation's honeybees and other pollinators after a population decline that's been going on for decades. According to the Department of Agriculture, just in the last year, more than 40% of American honeybee colonies have died. Joining us via Skype from Chicago is May Barenbaum, head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And Professor Barenbaum, how serious is the problem right now?
Well, for beekeepers, it's, as you might guess, you know, think of any other kind of livestock industry where you lose almost half your inventory, if you will, over a course of a year. That's devastating. Now, bees have an astonishing capability to handle all kinds of stresses, and there are management techniques, but this is not in the long term a sustainable level of loss.
And this is not really about honeybees. This is about all of the things that they pollinate in the whole ecosystem, isn't it?
Right. I mean, one species, Apis mellifera, the western honeybee, contributes to the pollination of over 90 American crops, but countless numbers of plants that aren't being carefully monitored by a grower. We have 4,000 other species of bees, and there are many, many thousand more flies and butterflies and moths, and they all play a role in keeping plants going. And at least 3/4 of all plants on the terrestrial planet depend on animal pollinators. So the whole landscape really depends on the four- and six-legged, two-legged if you count birds.
Well, I know that you have been through the solution that the White House has come up with. You've looked through the document that was released. Tell us more about what they're going to do and whether you think it will work.
I think it's actually a brilliant idea, among other things, is that much of what's detailed in the document is it's aimed at doing things rather than just not doing things like banning a particular type of pesticides. One emphasis I think is really valuable is throughout the statement, there are multiple iterations of the concept that this isn't a problem that only one entity can solve. This is, everybody has to be involved. It took everybody to get us here to make this mess. Everybody's going to have to help us get out of it. And it's more a case of doing things rather than just hoping for one magic solution.
Well, and doing things like what? What sticks out to you in the report as something that is a good idea to bring back the honeybee population?
Well, not just honeybee, all pollinators.
Right.
What I think the federal government has the capacity to lead by example. It has such an enormous geographic footprint that if in fact, and this is an amazing assemblage of federal agencies, if all of the agencies work to diversify their land holdings, then that's a huge step. They lead by example, and that big footprint is easy for others to follow.
Well, how difficult is it to, for example, restore habitat for bees and other pollinators? Obviously, one of the problems right now.
Well, actually, that's another nice thing about the plan is it built into the plan are strategies for developing native seed mixes that are appropriate to the different areas of the country. It's not intuitively obvious how to what to plant and where to plant it and when to plant it, but with more research and with more effort, we can really collectively devise ways that all across the country, the whole landscape can be made a lot more pollinator-friendly.
I want to ask one more question, May Barenbaum, and that is, if somebody's listening to this saying, okay, this is what the federal government is doing, but what can I do?
That's the nice thing about this. Everybody can help. And just think twice when you herbicide your lawn. We have more acres of turf or lawn in the U.S. than we do corn and soybeans put together. So that's a huge footprint for bees and other pollinators. And if it's just grass, it may as well be a desert. So planting things in your own local environment, being careful about application of pesticides, support your local beekeeper, buy local honey. The document also includes public engagement and public outreach plans. So really, the birds and the bees are supposed to be a concept that's easily be graspable, but most people don't know the actual details of pollination. So everyone can learn a little about it and then understand which insects, birds, bats, and the like are involved in pollination, and then watch out for them.
That's Professor May Barenbaum at the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And at our website, hereandnow.org, we'll link you to those tips on how you can help and the White House plan. That's at hereandnow.org.